We'll turn to that psalm that we read earlier, please, to Psalm 115. And with God's word open before us, let us bow together, please, just in a brief word of prayer, praying that the Lord will bless his word and speak to our hearts today. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy presence with us already in this meeting today and for the singing of thy praises and the wonderful privilege of meeting together with thy people of like precious faith around thy word. And Lord, draw near, we pray now. Outpour thy spirit upon us and speak through thy word to every waiting heart today. Remember the unsaved in our gathering, Lord. May they come even this morning in faith and repentance unto the Lord for salvation. O God, remember every believer in Christ. Strengthen and edify thy people. And Lord, in everything, glorify Christ. To this end, cleanse me from all sin. Empty me of self, we pray. Fill me, Lord, afresh with the Holy Ghost. Be mouth, matter, and wisdom unto us in the preaching of thy word. Pour out thy Spirit upon this congregation, we pray. And have thy way in all our hearts, for we ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, the beginning of this new year, it is my desire to leave with you a motto text for this new year of 2019. In thinking about this matter and praying about it, the Lord has directed my heart and my mind to the opening words of verse number 12 of Psalm 115, where it says, "There the Lord hath been mindful of us, he will bless us." Now, this psalm was written at a time whenever the Lord's people were facing great reproach from the ungodly. You see that from verse 2 of the psalm. It says there, "Wherefore should they even say, where is now their God?" And in response to this mockery, you see here the psalmist encourages the Lord's people to go on glorifying the Lord despite the mockery and the reproach of the ungodly. Look at how the psalmist begins the psalm in verse 1. He says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name, and give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." He encourages them to go on glorifying the Lord. But as well as that, if you look at verses 9 through to verse number 11 of the psalm, you'll see there how he encourages them to trust in the Lord and to expect great blessings also from the Lord. Verse 9 says, "O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." And then in verse number 12, he says, "The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us." And here he urges the Lord's people to recall the past, to think and to ponder upon their past blessings. And in light of this recollection, they likewise were to be encouraged and to expect the blessing of the Lord for the future. And people, this is what the Lord, I believe, would have us also to do as a congregation in this first Lord's Day of 2019. Yes, through these words here of verse number 12, you and I as believers, we are to recall the past. We are to remember what the Lord has done for us in the past. And because of that, we are to be encouraged to expect future blessing in this new year that lies before us in the will of the Lord. As we would think then upon these words here in the opening part of verse number 12, there are just two thoughts I want to leave with you and base our remarks upon this morning. First of all, I want us to note what the Lord has done for his people in the past. In our text there, notice what the psalmist says. He says, "The Lord hath being mindful of us." I want you to think about that word mindful. What does it mean? It literally means to remember. And it shows to us how the Lord is one who never forgets his own people. Over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15, God is speaking there to his people. And he says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. God always remembers his people. He never forgets his people. And this is what the psalmist was wanting the Lord's people to realize in the day and generation in which they lived. Even though the heathen were laughing at them, even though the heathen were mocking and they were bearing reproach and saying to God's people, where is now their God? My Israel, yes, they were to understand and to remember that the Lord was mindful of them, that the Lord had not forgotten them. And likewise, people of God, this is something that we too must realize and keep before us in this new year. It says in this little text that the Lord have been mindful of us. Yes, there may be times when as God's people we are mocked and ridiculed and bear reproach from the ungodly, as individual believers, indeed as a church, as a congregation, whatever. Yet nevertheless, we must never forget that the Lord has been mindful of us. As the little chorus says, God is still on the throne. He will remember his own. Mind the case here of ancient Israel, proof that God was mindful of them, is seen in the fact that God preserved them as a nation from their enemies since they come out of Egypt. Listen to what the Lord says to them in Judges chapter 6 in the verse number 9. He says, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. He preserved them as a nation, and he will preserve Israel as a nation, as a people, right to the very end of the world. My, in a similar fashion, my, our testimony as God's people today, as individual believers in Christ, our testimony also as a church, as a congregation, is it not one also of the Lord's preserving power in our lives and in our witness? My, yes, despite opposition and hindrance from every quarter and from the devil himself, the Lord has preserved us. He has preserved you and I to this very day. He has preserved you and I to the beginning of 2019. And he's brought us into to see another new year. My, we must say with Peter of old that we are kept by the power of God. The Lord is one who preserves his people. He preserves his church. On one occasion, Charles Wesley was preaching at an open-air meeting in the village or the town of Killaloe in County Down, when a mob of ungodly people attacked him, and Wesley, he fled for his life to a nearby farm. And on this farm, he safely hid from his attackers under the branches of a large hedge beside a pool of water. And it was while he was there in that pleasant and safe retreat that he penned the words of his famous hymn, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the near waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide me, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. He knew the Lord's preserving hand upon him, and he testified of that. And people, that hymn is all about the Lord's preserving care and of his people, of his church. And dear child of God, that's our testimony. That's your testimony. That is my testimony. As we look back over our life, as we remember the past, we can acknowledge God's preserving hand upon us right to this very hour, to the beginning of this new year of 2019. Then another proof also that the Lord had remembered Israel was the fact that he had been merciful to them. The Old Testament tells of many times, yes, when Israel failed the Lord, times when they were disobedient, yet the Lord was merciful to them. Turn in your Bible back to Deuteronomy chapter number 4, the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, and the verse number 31. And here you see Moses reminds Israel of this very fact, of the mercy of God toward them. Look at what he says in verse 31 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. It says, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Keep that before you this year, believer, that God is a merciful God.
And it says, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget, notice it, the covenant of thy fathers. God is a covenant-keeping God, nor will he forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. It was because of his great covenant of redemption that he showed great mercy to his people, Israel of old. He is a covenant-keeping God. He keeps covenant with his people. And my God is merciful to his children. And in like manner, the Lord has been merciful to you and I who are saved today. We can remember and we can rejoice in the mercy of the Lord toward us and saving us. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, what has God done with our sins, your sins and my sins as saved people? Our sins have been forgiven. They have been blotted out. The Lord says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own name's sake. We have been adopted into the family of God. We've been brought out of the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous kingdom of light. And we've been set on the road to heaven and the road to glory. And it's all the mercy of God. Yes, in our Christian life, yes, there's been times, and we all must agree to this and be honest to this, when we feel the Lord, every one of us. Yet the Lord does not feel us. He faileth not. He has never failed us, and he ever will. He has been merciful to us. And truly we can say with Jeremiah of old, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions, that they fail not. God was merciful to Israel. God preserved Israel. God has preserved you and I as his people. God has been merciful to us. How merciful God has been. It was Thomas Watson who said, the diocese where mercy visits us is very large. And oh, think of the fullness, the greatness, the vastness of God's mercy to you and I who are saved by the grace of God. Then it must also be said that God further demonstrated his mindfulness to Israel of old by chastening them when they went astray, by leading them through the wilderness, and by helping them in their time of need. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5, we have Moses speaking to Israel, and he says that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. And my, as a father corrects his erring child, so the Lord chastened Israel by allowing trials and afflictions to come their way. What for? To draw them back to himself, to draw them back into step with his word and with his will. Then in Deuteronomy chapter 8, we read of how God led Israel in the wilderness. Again, Moses is rehearsing that to Israel, and he says, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. They had known God's guiding hand. And then if you look at our psalm before us this morning, in Psalm 115 and the verse number 9, you'd record there of how the Lord had helped his people. Look at what the psalmist says there in verse number 9. He says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Brethren and sisters in Christ, has it not been the same with ourselves in the past? Yes, when you and I, whenever we sought to go our own way, to do our own thing, wander into bypath meadow, what did the Lord do? He came to us and he chastened us. He drew us back to himself, such a mercy. We can say with David, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Also, the Lord has been our guide throughout our past life. Again, the psalmist could say, he will be our guide even unto death. As we were singing earlier on with the hymn writer there, we can say, all the way my Savior leads me, who through life has been my guide. And then in our time of need, the Lord has helped. The Lord has provided. He's given grace. He's given us help when we've needed it. We've known his power. We can say with the psalmist, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Yes, as a congregation and as individual believers, we can say with the psalmist in this little text this morning that the Lord has been mindful of us. Dear believer, the very fact that you're saved by the grace of God in this meeting, it's a testimony to this truth in our text, that the Lord has been mindful of you even an eternity past. And in time, He has saved you by His grace, brought you into the family and into the fold of God. Yes, we see what the Lord has done for His people in the past, but notice secondly here in connection with our text, what the Lord will yet do for His people. You look at our text there this morning, Psalm 115, verse number 12. Notice the second part of it. It says of the Lord, He will bless us. And this is what the Lord will yet do for His people. It says there, He will bless them. And that word there for blessing, it speaks of the bounty of the Lord. It speaks of the goodness of the Lord, the provision of the Lord for His people. My, this is what He would yet do for His people in the day of the psalmist. And this is what He will yet do for us as individual believers and as a congregation in 2019. As it says in this text, He will bless us. I want you to see here that in blessing His people, the Lord is one who blesses His people greatly. You think who the Lord is this morning? The Lord is the great I Am, El Shaddai. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the one who is all powerful. You look at what the psalmist says there in verse 15 of the psalm. He says, "Ye are blessed of the Lord." Notice it, which made heaven and earth, the great God of creation. My, there never will be a time when God's blessing for His people runs out. You look at the little word us there that the psalmist uses in our text. He says there, the Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. Just think of that little word us there that He uses. It's all inclusive, and it shows there how the Lord has a blessing for all of His people. Whether a person is saved for a long time or maybe just recently saved and converted to Christ, He is a blessing for those who are old and those who are young, by those who are great or small, so to speak, in the eyes of others. Look at verse 13 of the psalm. Notice what it says. He will bless them, that's the Lord Almighty, that fear the Lord. What a promise, both small and great. And my likewise, dear Christian, the Lord is able to bless every one of us. Every one of us who are saved by the grace of God in this meeting this morning in a mighty way in 2019. He will bless us. He is able to bless. The psalmist, the prophet of old says, His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. He is able, as the Bible says, to pour us out a blessing. God is able to pour us out a blessing that there be not room enough to receive. Such is the greatness of the Lord. On one occasion, whenever Julius Caesar bestowed a gift upon a person he wanted to honor, the recipient of that gift said, "This is too great a gift for me to receive." And Caesar replied, "It is not too great a gift for me to give." And my God is almighty. There is no limit to the Lord. People, it's the same with the Lord. There is no gift or blessing that is too great for Him to bestow upon all of us in this meeting who belong to the Lord. There is no lack with God. There's no limit to the Lord. He is the great I Am. The hymn writer rightly says, when we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we have reached the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. My, when you and I come to the end of our tether, so to speak, remember this, dear believer, whatever comes your way this year, that the Father's full giving, your heavenly Father's forgiven, the Father in heaven who has loved you, who has saved you, has redeemed you, who's brought you into His fold and into His family, that full giving has only begun. He blesses His people in a mighty way. Notice something else here from our psalm. It must also be said that the Lord is one who blesses His people specifically. He blesses in a mighty way, but God specializes in specific blessings, personal blessings. You look at verse number 12 here of the psalm. Look at what it says. There it says, He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Look at verse number 14 further on down. It says, The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You look there at verse number 12, look at the reference there to the house of Israel, and that really speaks of how God was to bless Israel as a nation. He was to bless them as a nation, as a people in the general sense. And you look again at verse number 12 at the mention there of Aaron. And that speaks of how God was to bless his people spiritually, because the house of Aaron was responsible for the worship of God amongst the people of Israel. And then you look there at verse number 14. Mention is made of the children. And that speaks of how God was to bless the families, the homes, the households in Israel. And there you see, such is our God, that He is one who specializes in specific blessing. He blesses in a mighty way. He blesses in a personal way, in a specific way. And brethren and sisters in Christ, such is our God that we too can ask Him for such blessing. In this new year of 2019, you and I can ask the Lord to bless us as a nation. To bless us as a people. We can ask the Lord to bless us in our times of worship. Every time we meet here in the Lord's Day at other times and to serve the Lord. We can ask the Lord for His blessing upon the ministry of His Word, the times of worship. And then we can ask the Lord for His blessing upon our homes, our families, our loved ones, our kith and our kin. This is the greatness of the Lord. This is the vastness of the Lord. This is the greatness of His compassion and His mercies and His might. That we can come to the Lord and spread our needs and ask the Lord for His blessing. He will bless us. Turning your Bible back to 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. Back to the Old Testament book of 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. Turn with me please to verse 10. Of that chapter. And here you read about a man called Jabez. And we don't read much about him in the scriptures, but he knew his need of God. And he knew his need of the blessing of the Lord upon all that concerned him in his life. And what an example he is for us to follow as believers. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and verse number 10, it says, And Jabez called on the God of Israel, the same God whom our text speaks of this morning, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast. He wanted the blessing of God upon him and upon all that concerned him. And he says, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Believer, follow His example, follow His testimony. In 2019, earnestly pray for God's blessing upon this land. This land needs the blessing of the Lord. Earnestly pray for God's blessing upon His work here and further afield. The work of the Lord needs the blessing of the Lord. Earnestly pray this year for your homes, your family circles, that each one of us would know the blessing of the Lord. Our homes need to know the blessing of the Lord. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, says Jabez. Then something I want you to notice just in the final place this morning in connection with our text, that you see here that God's blessing is sure. God's blessing is certain. Look again at the language that the psalmist uses in verse number 12 where our text is found. In Psalm 115 he says, The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. Underline that word will. He will bless us. That speaks of certainty. Speaks of something that is sure. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he said and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken and shall he not make it good? God is one who keeps his word, who keeps his truth. He will bless us. Dear believer, in our text here, you have a promise. A promise that you can plead as a believer to fulfill in your life this year, your circumstances, in your home, in the work of God, in your land, in your nation. Pray and plead this promise for God to fulfill His own word. The best way for you to pray as a believer is to plead God's word back to Him at the throne of grace. Lord, you have said this in your word, that you will bless us. Lord, bless me this year. Bless my home, my workplace, my community, my church, the work of God, missionaries, further afield, whatever. He will bless us. This is a promise from the Lord. It speaks of surety. It speaks of certainty. You know, whenever a will is left to someone, that will only holds good if it is down on paper, if it is in writing. When it's on record, then the benefactor has a right to claim that will as his own. Well, here do people in our motto text this morning, the Lord has given you and I a promise that is written down in His word, His infallible, eternal, inerrant word. And this, if you like, is His will and His testament to you and I as His people this year and in 2019. Therefore, child of God, in prayer, you and I have a right to plead this promise. We have a right to claim this promise. And earnestly beseech the Lord, earnestly ask God for His blessing in your life personally, in your home, in your family, in your church, in the work of God, in your land, in your nation. Plead this promise day by day at the throne of grace. May you and I this year have the spirit of Jacob of old in prayer at Peniel. And what did Jacob say? He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Is that your desire this year, believer, above and beyond everything else? To know the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Dear people of God, if you and I have the blessing of God upon our life, upon our ministry, upon all that we seek to do this year, we will have all that we need. We will have all that we can desire. Because to know the greatest of all blessings in life is to know the blessing of the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord our Redeemer, the Lord our Savior. Maybe I'm speaking to one in the meeting this morning and you're not saved. You don't know the Lord as your own and personal Savior. I would urge you today, I would beseech you, even in this opening Lord's Day of 2019, to come to the Lord. The psalmist says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. God will bless you when you come in faith and in repentance unto the Lord. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. The Bible says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that which endureth unto life everlasting. Come today to Christ. Lift up your heart to God in prayer in the very seat that you're sitting in this morning. Confess your sins to Him. Thank Christ for coming and dying on the cross. Ask Him to save you, to wash away your sins. And begin 2019 with the blessing of God in your heart. The blessing of God's so great salvation. May the Lord write this little text upon all our hearts. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us.